I think as a director, you might want to ask more specifics of the CFO, because maybe she's interpreting something that is in a report that was she's interpreting wrong. And I think that it's up to you as a director, since this report wasn't given to the task force members, I think it's up to you to kind of correct that if the other directors are being misled.
I'll assume responsibility for doing that.
And I thank you, because I really think that our glass is if not totally full, it's pretty full. We've got a lot in our glass here, and we're doing more good than we're doing wrong. And I want to give all credit where credit is due.
Well, I think from the overall report, that was patently evident. And the even the hue and cry that I understand is historically made that the affiliates were a burden was not proffered at the last in-person PMB meeting. So whatever misunderstanding or misrepresentation that could have been made did not undermine the recognition of the fact that the affiliates is a value-added relationship to the network.
I agree with that, and Jan, this is Jan. I have to sign off.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this evening.
Ursula, is there something that I should, another part of the discussion that you wanted me to participate in? Any chance?
No, that's fine. No, that's fine, Jan.
Oh, okay, good, because I have a open house. Kind of
thing. But I do have something I want to ask you on the side. When is a good time to talk to you?
I'm pretty flexible. Tomorrow morning.
Okay, I'll give you a call sometime.
All right, good. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Unless someone else has another comment regarding my report to the PMB, let me close that section by saying that the hard copies of the report of the document, the copies of the documents which were distributed at the meeting will be added to an archive with the minutes of that meeting, and which includes the history of the formation of the task force and the affiliates program and the resolution regarding the coordinator. And I believe that in that resolution, there's also the expansion of the position to include outreach, which to which Margaret Prescott made an other motion, which was not addressed at that PMB meeting. So we're.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. There was a what motion are you referring to?
There was the proposal that was adopted for the creation of an outreach component to the affiliates program.
But she didn't make a resolution. She just made a comment, right?
Actually, I think it was just a comment. But I'm not sure of that.
I think it was she was just expressing a wish, and that actually also concerned me. It would have concerned me a little bit more if she had made a resolution, because she would have been actually at the last minute changing something that the national board had already voted on.
Well, the point that I'm attempting to make is that the documentary history of the task force has been brought forward and made a part and institutionalized in the present day activities, so that can be easily referenced and begin to move away from the process of.
Madam Chair?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Relying on individual memories of what happened, of the history, so that we began to build an organizational history that is readily accessible, that is objective, and is not repetitive. So, and a part of that are the documents to which I referred at the PMB meeting, and among those are, as I said, the one with regard to the board's resolution for formation of the program or expansion of the program to include outreach.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I do not have a problem with your history being included and sent to the directors. I think that is a superb idea. In fact, I think they should receive when they're first seated, I think the directors should see the history of the affiliates program. In fact, you know, by email or paper or however they receive it. But I am concerned about any report that may have come out, that if the statistics are that as they were referred to by Director Taguma, I am concerned, because she made some statement about something like 50 of the 130 affiliates or 50% of the affiliates were not paying anything. I think that's not right. I think that is an error. And I think that report, since it's referring to contracts, would be confidential.
Could we deal with this once I get the information that answers the original question, and that is to what was she referring?
Okay. I just thought you said, I thought you were making a statement that this is going to be attached.
This is not my document, so I would have no reason to distribute that document.
Okay. All right. I thought you were saying, Madam Chair, that this was going to be made public with the other report.
What I said was that the documents that I distributed
mm-hmm. oh.
as a part of my report
mm-hmm.
is being archived with the minutes, the official minutes of the PMB meeting.
Okay. All right.
Now, other people, I don't have anything to do with other people's reports. If there is a report that is being published that is inaccurate, that we discover to be inaccurate, then we will address that. But as I understand it, at this point, we're attempting to understand what report, if any, Director Taguma was referring, and if it was inaccurate, then to have it corrected.
Yes. And
okay.
Even
but that's not my report.
Even if it said that 10% of the affiliate stations were not making their payments, I'm not sure, since that has to do with fulfillment of contracts, that would be appropriate to put in public documents. Maybe I'm wrong, but that doesn't seem right. Because
that sounds like a second question, and that is what is public, and what is the second question is what is public and what is private, and if a private document has inadvertently been made public, then that it's withdrawn from the public record.
Well, at this point, it appears that someone has just referred to it. I hope it's not being made public.
Let's not guess.
Okay.
Let's not guess. It's 9:30, and that's a very easy thing to find out, and we can go deal with it once we find out what the facts are.
Thank you.
Okay, Ursula, if you would do a coordinator's report.
I met with Nicole Sawaya on Tuesday morning at WBAI. We met for about an hour and a half and began the preliminaries of a working relationship. It was a relatively short meeting, obviously. For two people that don't know each other, not a whole lot could, be developed. But essentially, I supplied her with a complete list of what information is being compiled at the affiliate's office, an index of what information is being collected, and supplied her with a spreadsheet containing that information so that she has access to the data that's connected with the affiliate's program. We both agreed that a top priority is building a database so that the information can be managed better, an online database. Other than that, we discussed a few other things, not a whole lot to report on. I did discuss my relationship with the task force with her briefly, to try and get a sense of what her intentions are in terms of my relationship to the task force, and she clearly saw it as a process that she had to learn as well. And for the time being, asked me to serve on an advisory capacity to the task force and to also function as sort of a liaison in terms of communicating to her, what the progress of the task force was or what the issues were. And we tentatively agreed that we didn't set up a regular meeting schedule, but the agreement was that we would speak at least once every other week and that I would call her to make an appointment. And that's pretty much the extent of it right now.
May I ask a question?
Please.
Did the ED express any concern about fulfillment rates by affiliates?
You mean in terms of paying up?
Yes.
No, she didn't. She did ask me who did the collection, and I told her that I did. She's still kind of at the point where she's trying to figure out how things, how the ankle bone connects to the knee bone. So she wanted to know who did the collection, and I told her that I was one that did that, and that I worked together with Lynn Magno, a business manager, that Lynn provided the statistics in terms of who had paid, and I did the actual calls.
I'm right here.
Madam Chair, I'd like to get in queue.
Okay. Who was the person that spoke before?
Don White.
Okay. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I really appreciate that report. That does help a lot. I have a commitment, so I have to leave the call. But before I do, I would suggest that a report by the coordinator of the director of the affiliates program be an agenda item almost automatically at each of our meetings, because even if it's short and there's very little to report, I think the task force needs to hear from the coordinator, and usually there will be at least something to report. So I really appreciate hearing about this meeting with Nicole. That's very helpful. And thank you all, and good luck to you. And I got through most of the meeting, but right now I have to move on to another commitment. Thank you.
Bye, Dr. Apollo.
Bye, Dr.
Good night. Okay, Teresa?
Oh, gee, now I forgot. Oh, is no one from the archives involved in communicating or serving the affiliate clients at this time, as they have in the past?
I'm not sure why you're asking that question. I mean, Sean Dellis usually relates to the affiliates. Can you explain your question? I don't understand it.
Wasn't there an employee in the archives that was working with affiliates also, keeping some of the books?
No, that ended about a year ago.
Okay, great.
Lynn Magno at the business office in Berkeley does the books for the affiliates and does the billing. So that system with Mariana, that ended about a year ago.
I did not know that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, Ursula?
Yes.
It's an aside, but since I'm in the same building as the archives, just so I know, I mean, and if you know, you're in touch with an affiliate's GM or someone in an affiliate station, and you ask them to call, you know, you tell them the liaison to reach is Sean Dulles?
Yeah, Sean is the liaison.
Okay, great. Good to know.
Yeah, and he usually I tell Sean when there's a new affiliate, and he sends them a premium book.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Nicole did say to me that due to financial reasons, I would be the only one going to DRC this year from Pacifica, and I don't think that I'm going to the Media Reform Conference. Nothing's been said about that.
Hmm.
Madam,
do you have a chance? Okay, let me ask a question, Ursula, a question. Do you have a sense of whether or not Nicole is likely to be going?
She didn't say. I didn't get the impression. I did not get that impression.
Okay.
I would be putting words in her mouth. I don't know.
Okay. Did you all have any discussion about the upcoming political conventions and the role of or service to affiliates?
Well, we did discuss that a few months ago in Houston, but that was before the meeting where you spoke with her, so I wouldn't be saying anything you don't already know. No, we did not discuss the coverage at all.
Okay. Teresa?
I asked in, I believe, the January or the February task force meeting that we ask who will be representing Pacifica at the Media Reform Conference, as well as Grassroots Radio. I would like to know who is going to be there, because when Amy Goodman is there and when Bill Moyers is there and so many people are there, I want to make sure that Pacifica has representation. What's the procedure to find out who will be there, whether it's our, you know, national program director, affiliates coordinator, archives, somebody who's representing Pacifica? I'd like to know.
Okay, I'm making a note to myself, but to see what I can find out, but I'm not sure what the best, you know, other than my just calling Nicole and asking directly what other approaches might be.
Maybe, I don't care if you get contact to the ED and ask that question, or if the head of the PNB does, but I think that we really need to make sure. Because I want to report. I want to know where Pacifica is when it comes to media reform. I want us to be known as being on the cutting edge of media reform. So whoever goes to this, I want to report. I want to know what stand Pacifica is taking and how we are exercising a leadership role in this. So do you think that you can get an answer, or should we go through the chair of the PNB, or is there anything I should do?
This is Dina Colbert. When you can, I'd like to talk on the STAC.
Do you want to respond to Teresa's question?
Yeah, I want to add to it that the PNB voted to have the Pacifica coordinator also be an outreach director, and that was passed a year ago. And outreach, one of the measures of outreach was to go out in the field and represent Pacifica affiliates, and it was a way of doing outreach to get more affiliates on board. And this is a prime example. While Nicole has put a six-month hiatus on direct outreach, and I understand that, the effects of Ursula's not being present for a year at these events is of huge, it's going to have huge consequences for Pacifica. And I don't think those dots are being connected.
What do you suggest?
Well, maybe the task force needs to write a letter to Nicole to bring her, to state that just what I have said and what Teresa's saying, which is that the history has been that Ursula was at the very first conference when nobody else was there and made a name for Pacifica, which is exactly what Pacifica is about. And she should be present at all of these conferences. That's what the PNB voted for her to do as outreach director. So it's like, they voted on the one hand for her to do it, and then a new ED comes in and stops everything. I think that's what Don White was referring to when he mentioned that, you know, he was concerned about no meetings up until this past week. So my concern is that we not lose a year when Nicole puts a six-month hiatus on things. And maybe the task force should write a letter on behalf of the task force recommending that Ursula be allowed to attend these conferences. And if my memory serves me well, it was well within our budget that we provided money through the affiliates for such outreach. It didn't come out of the larger Pacifica budget.
If that is a resolution, I would second it. I think that it should be an email letter, and we should call at the same time, because if this is only 2 weeks away, we need to know right away. You know, if the ED says, oh, well, I'm going and somebody else is going, fine. I can deal with that. But I think that we need to know an answer, and we also perhaps need to remind the ED that this was the will of the National Board, and it's something to be expected. And I'm really sorry, because I brought this up, I know, several months ago. It should have been addressed, and it should have been, I don't think that our affiliates coordinator should have had to nag the ED about it. Should have been a matter of course that if she does not attend, someone's going to attend that's going to fulfill that role of doing outreach and recruiting affiliates or whatever needs to be done at that conference.
Can I get on the stack, Ellen?
As soon as Teresa's finished, then you can
finished,
go on.
But my question is that a resolution?
Well, I just was, I'm on the website of the Media Reform Conference, and obviously Amy's in it. It's in a few weeks, a couple weeks. Of course, there are tons of people that we have as guests on KPFK. Deepa Fernandez will be there on Saturday. And I'm surprised to see that Sonali Kohatkar will be there because it's during our fund drive, but I suppose she's just going to get on a plane right after Friday and get there and be on a panel on Saturday and come back by Monday. Because it's in fund drive, it's not an option for me. But, yeah, that doesn't answer anything about affiliates, but those would be the – so Deepa and Sonali are the two Pacifica names I see here besides obviously they're not from Pacifica National, but I thought it was worth mentioning anyway. Okay.
Afia, this is Ursula.
Go ahead.
My impression is that Nicole's reluctance. First of all, I'm not sure how much she's really even thought about it. She might not be aware of our history of going to the conference. But she, I think, her reluctance, if she has any, is really just has to do with financial constraints. And so, if Deepa or Sonali, you know, we're willing to, somehow represent Pacifica, I would be very happy to, work with them and try and prepare them to, to do the down-and-cheap version of representing Pacifica, if that's helpful. I think this is a financial issue more than anything.
I can ask Sonali about that. I'll see her next tomorrow. Actually, I might not see her till Monday because I have to do actually field research at an art show, and I'll probably get in tomorrow after she's gone home. So I can talk to her about that on Monday. I'll call in tomorrow, in fact, because it sounds like it should be urgent. Want me to do that, Ursula, and then let you know what she says?
I would. I mean, it's kind of, sure, yeah.
It would be urgent. This is too close. So I'll give her a call tomorrow while she's at work and I'm on the road to this show, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like to refer this to Dina and Teresa, though, because it seems like you guys have real concerns about it, and maybe you want to respond to Alan.
Well, Dana, you're suggesting writing a letter. My thinking was to just call. I think that... I think that if there haven't been plans already made, then the likelihood of new plans being made are minimal, especially where there's a discussion at this point in not having one of the bylaw mandated meetings is under discussion. So my thinking
can I say something?
Just if I could just finish my thought.
Sure.
And that is that I think that the best thing to do is to find out the answer to the question, the first question, and maybe it's already being addressed. And it may well not be being addressed in the manner that we consider most desirable. And if that's the case and we want to respond to it as such, then we do. But rather than guessing about it, then we would know what we're doing next. Go ahead with your own comments.
I can't second guess the national director, and I can totally appreciate that the budget is tight from the sister stations. But the affiliate stations are holding up their own unless they're not, and I haven't heard that to be true. So we have X number of contracts paying X number of dollars, and we've been working within a known budget and an approved budget, and that should include travel to things like the Free Press Conference. The fact that the executive director is trying to save money is coming from, in other words, other stations, the sister stations, are now taking monies that the affiliates have paid into.
Unless someone is paying their way because they're serving on a panel.
Right.
Well, I think that we can make the argument that that there's a certain amount of money in the budget for travel and conference participation or recruitment at conferences. And that money should be made available for Ursula to be able to go to the conference and to do recruitment there. And if the money is being diverted, then to object to its being diverted. But I'm not sure that that's going to that's going to get her there at this conference.
I also know that the argument that she should be there for recruiting purposes would be a negative to Nicole, who has put a six-month hiatus on recruitment.
Amathia?
Yes. Go ahead.
I just for the record, Nicole asked that we not undertake any new initiatives, but she's never she's responded well recently when new affiliates have been, you know, signed on. So I don't think she has anything against recruitment per se.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Teresa, go ahead.
I'm not opposed to sending to you calling the executive director and asking about this, and perhaps at the same time sending an email stating your concern, and you'd like to know, saying you've heard that Deepa Fernandez and Sonali Kahatkar are serving on panels, but were we not sending Ursula to this meeting, and you're going to call and find out who officially she is sending to this meeting? So I move that our chair contact the ED and ask this question.
I second it.
Okay. Are there any objections to my contacting the ED to determine, to find out whether or not there are two different questions as to whether or not Pacifica is being represented or if Ursula is, at this point, can be sent to represent and recruit on behalf of Pacifica. So whoever's making the motion, I need the motion clarified. I'm sorry.
I move that you contact the ED to ask who specifically is representing Pacifica.
Okay.
Is that what you seconded, Dina?
No, I thought I was seconding a request to send Ursula directly.
Hmm. Well, my motion is to ask who's representing Pacifica. And if I can kind of explain my wording of the motion, I would like to send Ursula. I don't want to put undue pressure on the ED, but I think that if you ask that question in the discussion, it would come up that actually there's work to be done that Deepa and Sonali might not be getting done by acting on panels. And she will come to the conclusion that it is a natural it's a natural.
I would prefer that
function.
We just dealt more directly with the question. If the question is that the affiliates task force, that it appears the affiliates task force that the affiliates coordinator is not attending the conference to meet with affiliates there, to recruit new affiliates, and we want to inform her that we think that the affiliates coordinator should, then I would rather just say that to her. And whatever her response is, we deal with it from there.
Okay, if Madam Chair, if Dina wants me to change my motion, if that's how it was originally expressed, I will reframe my motion to say I request that you contact the ED director, the executive director, to ask whether she is sending our affiliates coordinator to the Media Reform Conference. And how about
that? To express our concern if that is not, especially given the lateness of the hour, is not what the intentions are at this point. Because the best we can do is express our concern. I mean, I don't know, given in 10 days, how we could make anything happen.
Afia, this is Ursula. May I speak?
Please.
Afia, how do you feel about representing Pacifica at the conference? Is that something you'd be willing to do, or is it too much of a burden?
Well, I'm not sure what representing Pacifica means in practical terms. Okay. In practical terms, as in carrying literature and samples and cards and that, in that sense. But there's also the who has the authority to speak for Pacifica. And it's not just a board member who can represent Pacifica without the board having authorized that member to speak.
Yeah, I understand.
So there's a certain level of formality that has to be respected, and assuming that those formalities are met, then my inclination would be to say I would have no objections to doing that,
mm-hmm.
representing Pacifica. But I think that there are other aspects or issues that have to be addressed before that can be done.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Teresa. If you contact the ED on behalf of the task force asking that the affiliate coordinator be allowed to attend the Media Reform Conference to represent Pacifica, if she says, well, I don't think we can, then I guess your next question would be, would you like me to represent Pacifica in some capacity, and should I get with Ursula to discuss how maybe I could help?
I think that that's that approach makes sense to me. So that is the approach that I will take.
So the motion is that we contact the ED on behalf of the that you contact the ED on behalf of the task force asking the affiliate coordinator be allowed to attend the Media Reform Conference to represent Pacifica.
Can I say something?
Can we get this,
okay,
at least get part of this motion formulated, and then if it's going to be amended or argued against, then we can deal with that. But let's just stay focused on this momentarily. It's 5 minutes minutes to ten, and I would like to bring this to a close. Okay, so
I think we're ready to vote, Madam Chair, if Alan doesn't have anything additional.
Oh, but no. It was just an aside, but relevant. It was, I'll say it afterwards.
I have repeated the resolution again, but I'll do it again if you need.
If you would, I'd appreciate it.
I move that the task force chair contact the ED on behalf of the task force, asking that the affiliate coordinator be allowed to attend the media reform conference to represent Pacifica.
Okay, and that failing, then that I would offer to provide some level of representation as may be appropriate.
Madam Chair, do you think that needs to be added to the resolution?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. If there's no objection, I'll have that.
Okay. Can we have a second? I don't. In a committee meeting, I don't know if we really need a second. But are there any objections to this motion? Okay. Then I will on tomorrow contact. Attempt to contact. I'll just keep trying to reach her until I do, along with an email.
Okay, just from a formal question, do I have to retract my second from the first round, which we canceled?
Well, we've amended the motion, and this is the way it's written.
Okay, fine.
T. Allen moved that the chair contact the ED on behalf of the task force asking that the affiliate coordinator be allowed to attend media reform conference to represent Pacifica. If the ED answers in the negative, chair will ask ED if she can assist in any way. Or do you want to change that? If she can represent?
Then I will offer to
represent?
To represent the
foundation,
the foundation in whatever capacity may be appropriate.
And Athea, I'll help you in any way I can prepare for that.
Okay.
So are you opposed to seconding that, Dina?
No, I second it.
Motion as amended then, and I believe it passed without objection.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
The next item on the agenda, Madam Chair, is...
Wait a minute. Alan
went ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the thing with Sonali, and I believe Ursula knows Sonali, she, I'm sure, would love to help out, but the reality is I think, especially in representing the affiliates, she would probably need really need to get up to speed quite a bit. So this is much better, I think.
Okay. All right. What are the remaining items?
Subcommittee reports and inviting the executive director to the next task force meeting, setting the next meeting and agenda items, and adjourning the meeting.
Okay. Then could we do the committee report for the definitions?
Okay. We met Tuesday. If anyone here would like to join that subcommittee, please tell me now. Hearing nothing. we're making some headway. We did not actually set our next meeting. Say this, but I'm a little bit at a loss again. I'm going to have to find. I will send out. I believe I already have sent out. I sent my report to the chair and also to Ursula. If you don't have any objections to that, I'll send that to the whole committee or the whole task force.
Ursula updated what you wrote, and so I think you have to read the update before you send anything out.
Okay.
Do you want me or Dina to read what the outline is, or
if we have no objection from the chair?
Uh,
what could you summarize it? I would prefer if you would summarize it.
Okay. We basically worked on there four areas. One was a description and goals of the committee, clarifying what the committee was doing. The second was to try and explain the need for clarification. And then we came up with some definitions of what we considered affiliates and what we considered clients. And then we came up with a brainstormed list of potential new markets for Pacifica. The heart of the matter, of course, is the definitions. And affiliates were defined as nonprofit organizations, not as individuals or networks that do media. And we came up with two categories of affiliates. One was what would be called a free trial affiliate, which would not sit on the board, and the other would be just an affiliate, which would be either paying or non-paying, but would have access to sitting on the board. And then there were a variety of types of clients were also identified that would cover things like commercial radio stations, clients that use AudioPort as infrastructure instead of receiving programming from Pacifica, and clients that just buy packaged material such as packages from PRA or something like that, who are basically just buying CDs from Pacifica. So those were kind of three types of clients that we identified, and obviously part of this was to try and figure out what an affiliate is, since an affiliate has a right to sit on the Pacifica National Board. And, as we also kind of realized last night with Dina and Afia, it's a little bit murky because we're dealing with bylaws and it's a little bit unclarity as to when we're, working within the bylaws and when we're not. And there's a certain level of confusion around that, which I think, Afia, you addressed most effectively last night in terms of how to move ahead with the confusion created there. So that's, in terms of making recommendations to board is a type of kind of best practices. So that's the summary of it. I won't go into the details beyond that unless you wish me to.
It's still a work in progress. So I would, to the extent that other people are interested in working on the issue, invite them to join you, and at such point as you've completed a draft, then that the draft is circulated for input.
Okay, thank you. I mean, in working on this, just like with working on the eligibility committee, you really kind of gain very quickly a comprehension of how all this stuff is kind of interrelated in terms of who does what, and it's really important to try and clear some of these things up.
Yeah. I would also urge that a part of the process is reconciling the proposal with the bylaws. That is the ultimate determiner and the standard.
Yeah.
So, did anyone else have questions or comments?
You want to add anything, Dina?
No. I mean, you said it all.
Okay, the next item.
I mean, should we set up the next meeting to move forward on this?
For the subcommittee? Yes,
yeah.
You all should.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it now, or do you want to poll people who are or will be involved?
I'd prefer to do it later, just so that we don't hold people up here. I mean, that's my feeling. Is that okay with you, Dina and Teresa?
Yeah.
I think we can set this meeting up some other time. But if there's anyone on this call that wants to join this group, just let us know. And I will also solicit people again.
Great.
Madam Chair, okay. That's the end of our report. Madam Chair, the next item on the agenda is the Affiliate Director Role Subcommittee. We've already kind of discussed that.
Yeah, and I refer to it as the eligibility because is there something that you would want to add?
Not me.
The only thing that I would add is that I wrote Dave Adelson today and requested that documentary history.
Wonderful. Great. Okay.
So it is now called the Affiliate Director Eligibility Subcommittee.
Well, I'm trying to come up with a name that describes what we're doing, and I think when we were trying to come up with a name before, we were having as much difficulty then and dealing with as much a shortness of time as we are now. So for consistency, can we just say eligibility/role, and then we'll know we're talking about the same thing?
Affiliate Director eligibility/role committee.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Dina. Go ahead.
When you say role, are you talking about accountability and responsibility to the affiliates as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Athea, may I speak?
Please.
I just wanted to express briefly, I was part of this meeting last night, too, and just really wanted to acknowledge the depth and sincerity with which I mostly listened to a conversation between Dina and Athea trying to figure this out. And it was just a really, I think both of you need to be just really, you know, publicly commended for the real seriousness and kind of humility with which you tried to figure this really difficult problem out. And I just really want to thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate
that. Okay, next.
The appropriateness of inviting the executive director to the June affiliate task force meeting. And pardon the fact that in my minutes I kept referring to this meeting as being on the 14th of May when it's the 15th.
Okay.
I don't know whether people tried to get in on the conference call yesterday or not, but the meeting for June is regularly scheduled on the schedule for the 12th of June. So,
well, given the fact that it's a week late and the dates were wrong and not many people have been on the call this evening from this task force, I don't think we should just go into a meeting with Nicole without the bulk of the task force, you know, discussing
mm-hmm.
and preparing for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
I don't want to waste her time or anybody else's time. I think we need to be prepared.
So why don't we put that on our discussion of that on our June agenda? And then we can ask her for the July or August meeting.
All right. Madam Chair, if we don't invite the executive director to the June meeting, I would propose that we invite Mr. Murphy to the June meeting.
Who is Mr. Murphy?
Ursula?
Well, John was the guest that we were thinking of having this time, but I think your concern, Athea, was about just not taking too much time and wanting to deal with these other issues. So we postponed, or we canceled having a guest at the meeting this month, and I guess that's what you're raising again, Teresa, right?
Well, who is he? I don't know who he is. And
John is he's the general manager of WHUS in Storrs, Connecticut, and he was a suggested guest that I put forth, since I had been asked in the past to provide guests from affiliate stations to speak with the task force.
And Ursa, I think that every time we invite someone from an affiliate on, including you, Afia, because whenever you mention things that are happening at your station and you've mentioned that you're having to move your tower, the reality of some of the obstacles and some of the accomplishments that affiliates deal with really is an eye-opener for those people on this committee, and I think it's highly beneficial. And so I say, if we don't have the executive director on the next call, we should at least give 10 minutes at the beginning of the meeting for one of our affiliates to say what they do. And Murphy was suggested, and Ursula, you mentioned another name.
The woman from Mississippi, from Greenville, Cindy Ayers.
Mm-hmm.
C-I-N-D-Y?
Yeah.
A-Y-E-R-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's great. I had her on my radio show.
So I would just, I agree, Madam Chair, with you and also Dina, that perhaps we're not ready to have the executive director on, but I'm just saying if we don't, then I would suggest that we at least give somebody 10 or 15 minutes to describe what they do, because it's really, I think, beneficial for us, and I think it's well worth showing up on time just to hear what they have to say.
Is there any reason to not have Cindy Ayers first, given that she represents the next stage of the NCE process?
I have no problem with that. I'm happy to invite Cindy. Absolutely.
All right, then I propose that we ask Cindy, and if she can't do it, then we invite John Murphy.
Makes sense to me.
Okay.
Are there any objections to proceeding in that fashion? Okay. All right, so then that's what we'll do.
All right, the next item on the agenda, Madam Chair, is setting the next meeting and the agenda. So that would be June 12th. Perhaps people have some proposals for anything else that might want to be on the agenda.
Well, we know we want to have the committee reports, the subcommittee reports, and we want to add to the agenda the coordinator's report and make that a standing report.
Mm-hmm.
We should have a report back from the Media Reform Conference.
Okay.
Right, and looking forward to the grassroots conference.
Yes. What is the date of the grassroots conference?
Mid-July.
I thought it was more late July, isn't it?
Is there anything posted on it at this point?
It's the 25th, 26th, 27th.
Of July, in Portland.
Well, hopefully we will have a report not only from you, Madam Chair, but from one or two other people that might decide to go.
Yeah. And any other items that, oh, and I should report back about the questions that came out of the review and assessment of my report to the PMB. Begin to prepare for the next report to the PMB. I think it's important that we make a formal report at each PMB meeting, certainly in-person meetings.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for mentioning that.
Okay. Unless there's something, an other item that folk have in mind, that I would suggest that they email them to you, Teresa. Any additional items?
Yes.
If there's nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn, Madam Chair.
I second it.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you for your patience, Madam
Thank
Chair.
You. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Alan.
Bye,
everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Good job, Teresa.